Blog Talk Radio.
29 99 69. Merci de nous rappeler. Ciao.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. It's Mega Show with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Of Mega Show with yours truly, Vince in the Bay. Good times. Great to have you here. It's Sunday, June 3rd, 2011, and that's one day away. Well, for a lot of you, it's already 4th of July. So, yeah. Yep. Good times. Independence Day coming up. Well, it doesn't really make a difference to you, John Brown. You don't really count. But yeah, good times. Got the day off tomorrow, so I'm going to be, celebrating my independence. Redeclaring my independence, perhaps. Who knows? I got to get my headphones. I don't have my headphones on right now. Let me find my headphones here. And while I'm trying to find my headphones, I will play a little bit of headphone finding music. Oh yeah, hey, that's much better. Got my cans on now. Nice. Good times, everybody. Hello, Beach Bum 55, Matey Gold, NyQuil, Sippy Cup, Stabby McCugs, Friabu, John Brand, and Red Medicine. Holding me down in the chit-chat room. Early on. Beach Bum in the chat room is asking where Kishu is. I believe Kishu is on a little nappy time action, if you know what I'm saying. So she'll probably wake up and call in and be all groggy for half the show. But until that happens, we can have fun. Seriously. Good times. Wait, you said I'm missing Ben's show? You mean Benjamin Solomon? Benjamin Solomon's having a show? Should we call him? Should we call Benjamin Solomon? Why not? What the fuck? It's his number. Somebody get his number for me. Yeah, the truth zone. Yeah, let's check this out. The truth zone. Let's see. Get the number here. 917, blah, blah, blah. Oh, wait, before I do that, let me take a call here. We got a caller on the line already. Jesus, I haven't even gone into it, and I haven't even talked about anything. Jesus, whatever. Let's see who this is. Area code 252, you're on the air. What's up? Caller. Hello? Caller? All right. Never mind then. Okay. So what, Benjamin Solomon? Yeah, Benjamin Solomon. All right, let's call him. Hello? What's going on? Do we? Hello? What's going on? Okay, I don't know what happened there. Let me try. I thought it called out. Let's try this again. You like to
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Analyst Misha Gavrilovich is in London for us tonight. Misha Gavrilovich, thanks for being on the program. Details of organ trafficking in Kosovo have been around for a while, haven't they? Why do you think we're only seeing these charges being brought to light now?
No.
Well, if only a part of these allegations
the hell is
are
this
true,
crap?
This is a monstrous crime.
I need to stress, however,
that...
All right, he's playing clips. Forget it. Bad idea. Not going to... I'll leave him on hold, though. Let's see what happens. I'll come back to him maybe in a minute or two and see if he's done that clip. But that was Benjamin Solomon. I was trying to call him the Benjamin Solomon show, but he's busy playing a clip. Everybody's playing clips on their shows. Nobody's doing a show. They're just playing clips. And if they're not playing clips, they're getting spammed in the chat room by people wanting them to play clips. See if he's still playing the clip.
Drug trafficking, most of the...
Yep. Still playing the clip, drug trafficking, blah, blah. Actually, the clips are more entertaining if you just periodically just get snippets from it. Watch.
Participation there, which is buying power that has to actually carry the heaviest responsibility.
Okay, well, that's a good insight into the history there, Mr. Gorilovich, but I take it back to the question. What,
Mr. Gorilovich? Are
these,
you serious?
These
guy's name's Gorilovich? Oh, my God. All right, we got another caller here. Caller, you're on the air. What's up? Was that the Fapper? Oh, God. All right. So I was on Twitter today, and I caught wind of this whole A plus K versus Village Voice thing. You know what I'm talking about? Ashton Kutcher. Well, how the fuck do you say his name, by the way? I never have gotten it straight. Ashton Kutcher? Ashton Kutcher? Whatever. The guy that goes by A plus K on Twitter, and he's got like the most internet butt stalkers on the planet. That guy. Apparently he's trolling the Village Voice, which I'm down for trolling Village Voice. But I'm not down for the fuck this guy's doing? He's accusing them of, okay, this is what happened. Let me just read the article. The power of Ashton Kutcher knows no limits. That's right. This is out of the UK Daily Mail. The power of Ashton Kutcher knows no limits. After a furious Twitter row with Village Voice over child prostitution, advertisers have already started to pull from the publication in support of the actor. That's right. Furious over a story the paper ran arguing that he, Ashton Kutcher, Mr. Kutcher, and his wife Demi Moore used inflated numbers to raise awareness of underage prostitution. He started reaching out to the publication's advertisers through the social network. Yeah, he tweeted to like four or five major advertisers and said things like, that you're supporting slavery. You know your advertising dollars are going to support slavery. First of all, before I continue with this article, I have something to tell. I got some news for Ashton Kutcher. Ashton Kutcher. I don't know if you know this or not, but a lot of criminals pay taxes. You know that? Lots of criminals pay taxes. Believe it or not, lots of criminals pay taxes. Okay? And those tax dollars go into funding programs, social programs that you enjoy. Okay? Now, technically, those social programs are through taxation, extorting money from criminals, all right? From prostitutes, from pimps, from drug dealers, from politicians, from some very sinister people have been known to pay taxes. So technically, and some of this money is blood money. We're talking about like Blackwater. You don't think those guys don't pay some taxes at some point? These guys are hired mercenaries. They pay taxes to the U.S. government. So blood is on your hands, Ashton Kutcher. If you're promoting any social programs, if you're accepting any social programs, if you're complicit in this government at all, you've got blood on your hands. It's just ridiculous. So he's going after the Village Voice because there's there are some nasty individuals who are trafficking young girls illegally on the interwebs, and they're using sites that are owned by, that are operated by Village Voice and its parent companies and such and so forth. And that's unfortunate. There's Craigslist. They took down their adult page, but there's still nefarious activity going on Craigslist. It's impossible to censor it all 100%. It's just, there's just no way. This guy is just, I don't know. So Ashton Kutcher. The story reported this week that there are far fewer teenage prostitutes in the country than Kutcher and others have argued. So yeah, so they were arguing that there was between 100 and 300,000 teenagers at risk for sex trafficking. And while Kutcher and other advocates have said the numbers are of those at risk between, those numbers, 100,000 and 300,000, the Voice cited arrest data to suggest the number of underage prostitutes is actually in the hundreds or thousands, not the hundreds of thousands. The Voice also argued for more funding of victims of child prostitution. Kutcher, who is replacing Charlie Sheen in 2.5 Men, then attacked the story on Twitter, posting, "Fact, news outlets who have financial interest in trafficking may have an interest in applying bias to facts to secure their revenue. Ooh, yeah, giving it to the man, the guy who's working for CBS, the network that has the all-seeing eye as their icon. Yeah, that's who he works for. He works for the Illuminati, essentially, and he's trying to act like he's fighting against the powers that be. Oh, the Village Voice. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so he tweeted American Airlines, and he said to them, "Hey, American Air, are you aware that you're advertising at a site that supports the sale of human beings?" And then parentheses, slavery. Basically accusing all these people of being slave owners or wannabe slave owners, slave traffickers. And, of course, the Village Voice shot back. The Voice replied with a lengthy blog post standing by the figures, the findings of its story, and calling for support of a Senate bill to provide funding for shelter and counseling for underage prostitutes. Oh, they have to make it all political. And last year, Kutcher and his wife, blah, 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 blah. So I tweeted Mr. Kutcher. A plus K. What did I tweet him? Oh, yeah. He wants an ID-based gate system. Of course, that's not even his idea. But apparently, the Village Voice is the only online site that doesn't ID-based age gates. Use some ID-based age gate system. What the fuck? ID-based age gate system? Dude, I'm sorry. You can set up any sort of security up to try to keep people out of your shit, but they're gonna find a way in. Just let them have it. Let them, you know, just step up the security. Don't whatever. Let me see what did I tweet this asshole. Oh, this is what I wrote. Never thought I'd be rooting for the Village Voice, but I am. A plus K can lick my scrotum for a fee. Whatever. Well, it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. And the lines are wide open, kids, if you want to chime in about A plus K. If not, you don't have to. It's all good in the hood. Whatever's on your mind, give me a little ring-a-ding, and I'll bring it on the air, and we can chop it up about whatevs. Another fantastic day here in San Francisco, and Bay Area, for that matter. I'm going to go to a track here in a second. But first, I'll take a call. Let's go to area code 1, block number. Caller, you just called in. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, dude. Is that Q?
Yeah, what's up?
Ah, nothing, dude. You know, just trying to get the show off the ground here, man. You know, it's Sunday night, shit's slow. You know, I'm kind of just you know, it's sort of wallowing in my late Sunday malaise.
Yeah, I know what you mean, dude.
And I'm trying to find a track that will. I don't know. Get things get the ball rolling here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Let's see, I'm trying to think of shit that happened today.
Oh, shit happened today. It's just is there anything that is of remote interest to me?
That's a pretty tough one. Oh God.
Oh, This Casey Anthony thing, you following that?
Oh, that shit's fucking stupid.
I'm not following it either, but I can't. You turn it. I was visiting with some family today, and they happened to have the boob tube on, and they got the cable channel on, and it's just Casey Anthony this and there. She's just all over the place. My God, it was. I'm like, wait a second, isn't it Sunday on a holiday extended weekend, and these people are in court?
Yeah, no.
What the hell is going on? So, I had to get swept up into it and watch a little bit. And I was watching when this guy, Jose Baez, was doing his final word from both the defense and the prosecution. He was doing his closing statement, whatever it's called. And I really was not interested in anything that he was saying, but I couldn't help but think that he reminded me of somebody. I was like, he looks like an actor or somebody I've seen. And it took me a while, but I figured it out. Jose Baez had a former life was a member of the cast of That 70s Show.
He played
Bob. Speaking of our friend Austin Kutcher. I think he looks like Bob. No, not Ashton Kutcher. Whatever that asshole's name is, but he's in that same show, that 70s show. I think the attorney for Casey Anthony, Jose Baez, is like a dead ringer for the guy that played Bob in that 70s show. He was like a neighbor or something. I didn't watch that show too closely, but he was like the creepy neighbor with the afro or some shit like that. You know what I'm talking about? He was like one of the kids' parents.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
He was the redhead chick's dad.
This dude, here, I'll give you here's the link.
How am I going to get a link? I'm not in the chat.
Oh. So right there. Well, whatever. He had like the brown afro, white dude.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. That if you shave down the guy's afro, that's what Casey Anthony's attorney looks like. Same guy, and probably the same IQ. It was kind of a shame seeing the closing arguments, and seeing him versus the attorney for the prosecution, It was kind of sad, actually. It was night and day. The other attorney was so on the ball, just way more, just had a sharper delivery and a better case. It helped that he had a better case, because from what I've been hearing and everything, this chick is just, she's going to go away.
I was lurking on B earlier, and there was some thread about it. Decided to check it out. I'm a bit lawyer, and everybody asked me to kill her. So I just stopped following the entire court case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like the. I usually don't pay attention to these stupid things. But that's it was like the only thing that was on TV. It was insane. I couldn't believe it today. I'm so glad I don't have cable anymore. Pollution.
Yeah, I don't have a TV, so
I can't even watch movies anymore or TV shows like dramas. There's just no way, because it's just so fake. The acting is so, it's just so wooden. Like, seriously, I was watching NCIS and I wanted to vomit because the acting was so just robotic.
Yeah.
They might as well have everything animated because these people are acting like robots on TV anyway.
Yeah, I'm too good at judge on acting, but I'd say that shit's fucking terrible. It's actually kind of funny. It takes away all the realism and drama. It turns into a comedy.
Yeah. Good times. Let's take a call here. We got somebody on the line. Caller, you're on the air. What's up? Fapper? Is it Fapper? Yeah.
You didn't let him finish.
I don't think I want to hear him finish. Do you want to hear him finish? He's in the green room. I can put you in there with him.
It's fine. I'll pass.
Okay. All right. Well, you seem to be interested in that. So.
I'm just having fun sitting here hanging out with you, bro.
All right, dude. So what kind of, I'm sure I've asked you this before, but I'm going to ask you again because I have a terrible memory. What kind of music do you like?
I listen to just about anything.
Okay, that doesn't help me. Do you like...
I listen to Frank Sinatra, though.
Oh, perfect. I got some Frank Sinatra right here. Let me get into that right now.
Sweet.
And hopefully we'll come back with some callers if you folks are... interested in joining us here on the air, the number 347-826-7667 of Vince in Le Bay, and I'll be holding it down here for another hour and a half. So, yeah, get on the horn, kids. It's all good in the hood, or the bay, if you know what I'm saying. Oh, yeah. Hey. Come on, ladies, don't be shy. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. Here's some Frank Sinatra. Kick back, relax, and give me a call.
Accomplish me. and a murder, so I chill up off the earth. Who got to my back? Nobody. Little John got his laying niggas down at the homie party. Are we going crazy? I guess we are, being who we are, and they think them niggas got to be a star. I got to get mine. If I blast, then it's my destiny. If I die, then it was meant to be intentionally. Worrying, stressing, I'm guessing it's confession. When the murder takes place, it was self-protection.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA, it's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really act for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Hey, 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 it's Vince in the Bay. You already know what it is, though. And the lines are open, and we got a caller. Justin, you're on the air. What's up? Hey, Justin, 54347. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Just trying to figure out a chat here. Just getting used to it.
All right, dude. Well, settle in, bro. You're trying to figure out how to chat. So you're in the chat room. You got a name in the chat room.
Yep.
Do you want to disclose it on the air?
No.
All right. So you're one of the 16 members. Okay. Fair enough. So what's on your mind, dude? Why do you call in? What do you got for me?
Well, I've been watching this stuff. And just going around.
You've been watching stuff and something or other. What? Huh? Can you say that again? I didn't catch all that. He dropped off. Huh. I have a Skype though. I can call him back. I'll add him on Skype. Maybe I'll just add him on Skype. So Justin, I'm going to add you on Skype, bro, if you don't mind. Oh, geez, pardon me. Sorry, I just guzzled a glass of water and a little burpage there. Okay, let's take another call. Caller, you're on the air. What's up? What else is going on? Oh, Oh, I went to the coffee house today. One of my favorite coffee houses in the South Bay. And I got an iced coffee there. It's delicious. Great iced coffee. A little soy, a little sweetener in there. Not too much sweetener, though. Not too much sweetener. Just enough. And, yeah, I was sort of just sipping on it over the course of an hour or so, and the ice in it melted. So I asked for some replacement ice, and the little feller behind the counter gave me frozen coffee cubes. Basically ice cubes, but made with coffee. And, yeah, wow. Suffice to say, I was zooming all afternoon. Great. Shouts out to Crema. What else? Oh, that's about it. Oh, Metallica was joined by Megadeth and Anthrax for another version of Am I Evil in Gothenburg. That's cool. Hacker news. Oracle website is found to be vulnerable to SQL injection. It's interesting. What's that all about? Oracle database website itself is vulnerable to SQL injection attack. The website having a loophole by which an attacker can easily hack into it. The vulnerability is found and submitted by hacker m@. This is so poorly written, it's disgusting. It was like written by an 8-year-old. It probably was. These hackers are like, seriously, they're getting younger and younger. Wow, so gnarly. But apparently Oracle is vulnerable to SQL injection. If I'm not mistaken, SQL injections are pretty much, yeah, anybody can do them. They're like easy. Like you can SQL inject anything, I'm pretty sure. Like, fuck, my ex-boyfriend used to SQL inject my ass every morning. Whatever. That's a non-news story. My bad. I'm sorry to bore you with this, folks. Why don't you call in and set me straight here. 347-826-7667. Okay, we have some takers. Call, and by the way, callers, you take priority, all right? I will babble and mumbo-jumbo here and vamp as long as I can, but... you, the listener, the callers, dictate the course of the conversation here. So let's get this puppy going here. And no more fapping, please. Seriously, like I'm all for fapping, but I want to get a conversation going here. I got an hour and 20 minutes to go. We haven't done jack shit on this show. Seriously, this is disgrace so far. All right. So we got to play some catch up. I have to play some catch up. Let's try this call. Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Oh, nothing. Just hanging out. What's on your mind tonight?
Not much. My phone got disconnected earlier.
Oh, okay. What were you saying earlier that before you got cut off? What were we talking about?
I was just telling you I need to turn off my phone so it can charge. I gotta use a cell phone in the car, so.
Okay, so now that you're called in, what's on your mind, dude? What do you want to talk about? Hello, is this on? Hello? Hi, testing. 1, 2, check, check, test, 2, 2. Charlie chooses cheese and cherries. Can you hear that, people? People, am I on? Is this thing working?
No, sir, it's not.
do some. Let's try something here. Got another caller here. Caller, you're on the air. What's up? Oh, the fapper. Great.
Perfect. I'm done fapping now. I'm finished.
Oh, good. Good. Thank God. Is there something? What else is going on with you besides the fapping?
Just show jumping and fapping. Actually tapping my finger on the phone, imitating fapping. That's about it.
Excellent. Keep up the good work. Appreciate the call.
Thank
347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. I approve fapping, and it's cool. You could fap a little on the air. If the timing's right, a fap call can be pretty lulzy. But it's all about comedy. Is all about timing. Okay. Calling in right now when it's just kind of a slow night, nothing's really popping, and fapping now is almost, it's like a waste of a fap call, a fap troll. Seriously, you should workshop some other material. Because fapping works better, the fapping troll works better when we're like in a heated discussion, you know, like it's like Melissa Hopkins and she's like, you know, she's going off and her and Goofy are trading jabs and shit's going down. And I'm like, okay, let's see what this caller thinks. And then suddenly there's the fapper. Whatever the fuck he does. Great, I just spit on my microphone. But you know what I'm saying. You know how it is. All right. So, fapper.
Yep.
Who, what shows have you fapped on tonight?
Let's see, I was on, what's her name's show, Debbie's show earlier, but I got kicked because of my secondary account. I couldn't rejoin, and so far just your show after that.
Oh, no, the night is young, plenty of shows to fap on. Oh, you know who would love a fapping call?
Yeah.
Johnny Cush. You familiar with Johnny Cush? Oh, no, he's on right now. Seriously, go over there. Seriously, you're not going to miss anything over here. Go over there real quick. Go over to Johnny Cush. He does the Marijuana Happy Hour. He's like the stoner radio show that nobody listens to. He's like does a show every night for himself, okay? Him and his friends, they get on the air, and they just get stoned, and that's it. They would love a fapping call right now. Just go over there, call in, fap for them, and then come back and tell me how it worked out.
All right. When I get back, just give me some more targets, and I'll go make their lives fappier.
Yeah, yeah. He'll appreciate the fapping, though. Just see, he's a good guy.
All right. I'll call back in and report.
All right, yeah. Let me know how it goes. All right.
Later.
Cool. All right. Let's see who else do we have here. Blocked. Another blocked caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. What's up? Hello. I hear you.
Shit.
Hello. What's going on, dude?
Nothing much.
Yep. Not a whole lot going on tonight. Actually, the highlight of the night so far has been the fapper. Who sort of unfapped for us and let down his fappage for a moment and gave us a little exclusive. And now he's going to go fap over at some other show and come back and tell us how it worked out.
Yeah, my phone's a piece of shit, so I randomly disconnect from your show.
Yeah, you got to get your technology together, bro.
I'd get a microphone, but I'm poor as fuck.
I'm not even talking about a microphone necessarily. I'm just talking about like maybe a phone that works.
Yeah, like I have.
Do you have one of these? Do you have one of these smartphones?
I have a Verizon. There's like team dead spots across the country.
You ever wonder why they call them smartphones? You ever wonder why they call them smartphones? Because they want you to be dumb. Because so you'll need a smartphone. Hang on a second. Let me take a little break and I'll be right back.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one.
Got maximum control of the crap patrol.
Hoes want to make sure my casket's closed.
Bitch ass troll face, flippity floppity floopity.
I'm from the Bay, stupid.
What type of facts are those?
If you grew up with hoes in your pantaloons.
Celebrate the minute that you was having a hoe.
I like fuck hoes.
You can kiss my whole asshole.
If you don't like my floppy, you can press a bitch.
I got beef with radio if they don't play my show. They don't take a hint.
Well, I don't give a shit.
So?
That bitch is trying to use my white ass. So you can smoke more hash for ass.
Fuckers!
I don't know what you're taking me as.
So understand the intelligence of Vincent the Bay has.
I'm from hags to bitches, niggas. I ain't dumb.
I got 99 trolls.
And a bitch ain't one.
Having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
Hi, I was just wondering what this show was all about.
Tonight, it's open line. It's all about you, sister. So whatever's on your mind, share it with us.
I just broke up with my boyfriend, and I was wondering what I should do to get him back.
Do you give a good blowjob?
Well, not exactly. I'm missing a couple fingers on one hand.
There's the problem right there. Maybe you wouldn't have lost your boyfriend in the first place had you learned how to give proper fellatio.
Next.
Yeah, all right. Let's take another call. We got a blocked number here, 111. You're on the air. Okay, I don't want to hear your stupid ringtone.
Well, my name is Kate, and I live in Chicago, and I just thought that, you know, you sound like a babe.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
What a good with you, Vince.
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Oh, man. Shit, nothing. Just tuning into your little mega show.
Thank you for the love, folks. I really appreciate it.
So I'm a homosexual, and my dad said that the earthquake in Japan was my fault because I listened to devil worshiping music like Lady Gaga and Rihanna. What's your opinion on that?
I say fuck what people say about you. If you like Lady Gaga, more power to you, brother.
Ago. A nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having no goddamn sense, trying to push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just not of a form. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma give the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in a Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Beans on the floor, scratching the...
It's Mega Show with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to Mega Show. All right, Vince, back with you. Apologize about that. I had, there was a serious ruckus going on downstairs, and it freaked me the fuck out. I thought there was, like, I thought there was some guerrilla warfare going on downstairs. There's an insanely loud noise, several series of weird loud noises, and I felt it vibrating through the floor underneath me. I thought we were under attack, folks. I thought this was it. I thought it was happening. And no, it turns out that my neighbor downstairs was just taking out the garbage and recycling cans. I don't know if you're familiar with the garbage and recycling cans in San Francisco that they hand out to the folks. You could store in just they make you of course you have to you have three different bins because you have to filter out it's like paper and plastic and all that stuff. It's all garbage, plastic, paper, I don't know, whatever. And these bins, I swear to God, each individual bin for all three, you could fit like two dead bodies in. They're enormous. And they're packed to the rim as if they had two or three dead bodies stuffed in them. And that's what these poor folks were dragging around downstairs. And they dropped a couple of them. Oh, it's insanity. Oh, wow. Okay. So I'm back. And what I miss? Nothing. There's nothing going on. Dr. Herpington. Oh, geez, a break starts. Oh, what the hell? Yeah, you're not missing anything. Oh, my goodness. Pegasus in the building. Wow, long time no talk to, honey. You should call in. It's been a while. Lines are wide open. It'd be a perfect time to hear from you. Old friend of the show, Pegasus, in the chat room. Good to see you there, honey. Let's see. We have a caller here. Let's see. Maybe this is the Fapper guy. Let's see. Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Yep, you guessed right.
How'd that go?
Well, he was kind of in the middle of a rant, so I started fapping, and he kept me on the line for at least 2 minutes, and I think he enjoyed it.
Hmm.
I even had the chance to moan in the phone for him, and I think he liked that too, so I'm not too sure what's going on.
He's probably, well, this confirms what I've always suspected, he's a homosexual.
Well, here's more evidence to back that up.
Yep. All right, good work, good work. I'm glad that worked
out.
Any
more targets?
All right, let's take a look here. Let's see what else we got here. Let's see what the playing field looks like exactly. All right. Blog Talk Radio. Let's go with... here we go. Late Night with TNT. How about that? Try them out. See how they like it.
All right. I'll go check that out.
Late Night with TNT. Clinton speaks, it says. The former President Clinton talks about the... Are you kidding me? They don't have the real Clinton. It's probably somebody pretending. So, yeah, go fap to them. And then I have one after that. Huh?
I'll go check it out. Oh, fapping and Clinton should be somewhat relevant since it's the
oral. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, just say... Yeah, exactly. Do it, dude.
Let me know how
that works out. All right, dude. Cool. That's the fapper. Called in and fapped to my show earlier. And he actually got tired of fapping, calling in fapping at my show. So I'm giving him other friends of mine that he should fap to. I sent him to Johnny Cush. Now I'm, he just, I guess Johnny Cush took a liking to it. He was okay with it. Then I just sent him over to Late Night with TNT. And they have Bill Clinton talking, so that'll be interesting. I wonder if it's Cowpote. Cowpote, who hasn't called into this show forever, does a great Bill Clinton impersonation. And I'm wondering if Cowpote is calling into this guy, this conservative TNT show, as Bill Clinton, because he's notorious for... He used to call into shows all the time as Bill Clinton. He still does shows in character as Bill Clinton. So I wouldn't be surprised if he's on this guy's show. So we'll see how that works out. So when he comes back, I have one more show I'm going to send him to. I'm going to send him to Benjamin Solomon because we tried Benjamin earlier. And I was having problems. Oh, no, that's right. He was playing a clip. He was playing a long clip, and I just got bored. But, we'll see how that fapping situation pans out. Good times. Good times. So, yeah, Pegasus still waiting for you to, be great for you to call in, honey. It's been a long time. Oh, Pegasus is once you want to show me a pic? Well, just send me the pic, honey. Forget putting it on BTR. Just send me it. Yeah, please send me pics. I love pics. Actually, Pegasus, I think you sent me some pics a couple months ago. Maybe a month ago or 2 months ago, maybe. You had some, if I'm not mistaken, tattoo. And I forget, honestly, I forget what part of your body the tattoo was on. But I do remember it was not a naked picture. Like, it would have been nice if it was naked, but I think it, oh, man, I don't even want to say. I have a caller now. Let's go. Area code 402, you're on the air. What's up? Caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
What's happening?
Hey, is that you?
Yeah.
All right, Pegasus in the flesh. Hey, baby.
It's me. What are you up to besides your show?
Oh, nothing much. I've just been, just been doing my show and enjoying the Bay Area in the summer. I don't know how Kishu, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you know Kishu and I are kind of an item now.
Really?
Yeah. So yeah.
How cool is that?
It's totally cool. She actually came to San Francisco and. You know, we had a little visit, and we really we hit it off, had a great time, and now, you know, she for a while she was just basically my internet friend. I guess she still kind of is, but she basically sort of morphed into my co-host, and then sort of my internet buddy, and then kind of my internet girlfriend, and then she came over here, and we really hit it off in person. And had a great time, hung out for like a week together. And then now she's planning on coming back and spending more time, and she wants to move here. So
that
we'll
is
see how
awesome.
It goes. Yeah, she's cool. She's a cool chick. She's really, really, really young, though. So that's kind of interesting.
I met her on webcam that one night.
Oh, yeah, I remember that night, honey.
She was in town at your house.
She was on cam at my house. Oh, so you already know most of this. Okay, you haven't been gone that long then. Yeah.
No, I haven't been gone that long.
Yeah, that was like a month.
That was like last month.
Yeah. Yeah, no, things when... you know, yeah, we hit it off really well after she was here, and yeah, now she's like claimed me as her territory now, essentially. So I have no
Aww.
More I have no more testicles.
It's good for you. And she's a cutie.
She's a total cutie. Oh, my God, yeah. Yeah, she's a cutie. Dr. Herpington?
No.
Dr. Herpington's leaving me? Oh, my God.
He is. She doesn't like me.
No, he's one of my fans that... Yeah, that is about this whole total pussification of Vince in the Bay, like what Stabby's talking about. A lot of my fans are disappointed because I've got a girlfriend now here, and so I don't know. It takes the fun out of things. I don't. Why do these guys care? They should be happy I have a girlfriend, so that way all the new chicks that call into the show, they can have Adam. You know what I mean? Like
exactly.
Like Pegasus here. She's a hot chick, dude. She's like. Got a banging body. She's cute. She's totally smart, and you know she's a MILF or a cuckoo. I don't know what you want to call her. She's a hottie. She's a hottie. Dude,
why are you lying about me?
Instead of me like having my way with her right now in the air, now that I'm taken, you guys can call in. Sad, you can call in, and you can have phone sex. With her cyber sex with her on the air, on the show, and I can just observe.
You know? Like, it's more for you guys. I'm taken out of the game. You don't understand this.
They should be happy for you. I mean, come on. If a girl can be happy for you, how come the rest of the guys in the world can't be?
I know. It doesn't mean I'm not going to still bone, you know, give a girl a bone every once in a while. I mean, come on.
They should get with the game.
No, I'm just joshing. No, she's great. I love her. She's a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to her coming back. She's going to come back, like, next month.
Cool. Oh,
that'll be cool. Yeah. So what's going on with you? What's going on? What's the latest with you? What's your romantic situation looking like?
What romantic situation?
Oh, really? So you're available. All right. See, guys, here you go, guys. Like, this is the point where I would start having my way with her on air, but I can't. So now you guys get the opportunity. Go ahead, call in. Pegasus is here. Do you have any plans for the 4th of July?
I'm hiding in my house, in my room, with no people. It will be great.
And your webcam and your dildo.
I have a webcam. I have no dildo. Sorry.
Oh, what do you use to pleasure yourself then?
Nothing.
Oh, you don't masturbate?
No.
Oh, my God.
Hey, if who you're playing with is doing it right, you don't have to.
Oh, so you're, okay, so you're getting taken care of. All right, okay, I see what you're saying. All right, I thought you said there was no romantic life, but I guess there is, maybe it's not romantic, but there's definitely something going on. Some sort of life is going down.
Hey, who said I don't look good?
I didn't say you didn't look good.
No, Cosmo said I don't look good.
Oh, Cosmo doesn't even know what you look like. He just knows that you're a chick, so you probably are all, like, fussy about your looks, so he knows that.
Oh, no, Red decided that I'm nothing to look at.
Yeah, if you're gay.
He says I'm scary.
Okay. So, have you heard the Fapper guy on?
No.
Oh,
I haven't been to DTR in like a month.
Okay. Well, there's this troll that's been trolling around BTR. He just does a sound effect where he makes it sound like he's jerking off. And
no.
So he called me tonight, fapping, doing his little fapping routine, and I try to persuade him to take his show on the road and sort of, you know, really get out the word on the street and make a name for himself here on BTR by going around to all the shows and just being the notorious fapper. And so he went to, what show did he go to? He went to Johnny, I sent him to the Marijuana Happy Hour. I think he was well received over there. And now he's wandered over to another show. Oh, Conservative TNT. I sent him over to Conservative TNT. So we'll see how that works out. And next I was thinking
should
of
be
sending
good for him.
Next I was thinking of sending him to Benjamin Solomon. Do you remember Benjamin Solomon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's still around.
Oh, my.
Oh,
my. And then what?
You know who I'm missing tonight is No Thief's what's his full thing? I don't even remember his full thing. No Thieves. You know what I'm talking about. The guy, there's this, or no, you don't know, Pegasus, you don't necessarily know who I'm talking about. This guy called, they calls himself No Thieves. He specializes in doing a chat room artwork, like basically makes art with text. You know these kind of things. You ever see these things? People send you in emails and stuff. They'll be like a little rabbit. Hello, happy Easter, little rabbit. In my email, just made out of whatever. Just text. You know? Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Well, this guy can do shit like any, you name anything, and he'll do it. Make a little illustration of it, but just out of the text in the chat box. It's brilliant. I wish he was here. But yeah. Oh yeah, they're talking about Wagon versus Rooter in the chat room. The other night we had an epic broadcast here. It was just like a fucking all-star lineup of BTR personalities.
And you didn't text me and tell me to get in here?
Oh my god, I'm
sorry.
Come on. I couldn't keep up with it. I was trying to be engineer and host at the same time, and it was just off the chain. I had, at one point, it was Bill Wagoner versus Ole Rooter. They were just fighting hardcore, just yelling over each other back and forth. Insanity. At a certain point, I had to just put them in the green room. That's my new technique I've developed for annoying callers / trolls / boring callers.
Uh-huh.
They have a screening room here on BTR, and so I just put people in the screening room. Or if there's like two people that are having a conversation that are boring the balls off of everybody, I'll just put those two people in the green room. And they'll have a parallel show going on with us. Yeah, and I employed that technique on, what was it, Friday night? We have a show on Friday, and it was out of control. Ole Rooter, One Angry Jew, Bill Wagoner, a bunch of new people that I don't think you're even familiar with. But yeah, it was fun. If there's one archive I would recommend. In fact, I'll put that as my featured show probably.
They've gone so long. You have like new people in here.
Yeah,
know half these people.
Yeah, a lot of these people are kind of new within the last month or two.
I don't know these people.
Yeah, and some of these people are actually. Never mind. I'm not even going to get into it. Let's take some calls. I got 111 on the air. Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, is this Q?
Yep.
All right. You know, I always know because he's the most depressing sounding person on the globe.
He sounds like Eeyore.
Like who?
Eeyore.
Who the hell is Eeyore?
He's from Winnie the Pooh.
Jinx. Oh, I think we might have a love connection here. Hey, Q, I want to introduce you to my good friend Pegasus. Pegasus, say hello to Q.
Hi.
How do you do, Pegasus?
I'm great. You should do us all a favor and put some pep in that.
I can't talk any faster.
That's pep.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah. That's,
it's a nice voice.
It is a great voice. I think he might be on some meds of some sort.
Maybe.
That have sort of sedated him, put him in a consistent state of just monotone existence, I guess. I've been there. I know how it is.
Oh, maybe he should smile when he talks. It might help.
But why does he need to sound like he's happy? I mean, why can't he just sound the way he does?
Oh, he can. He just sounds sad.
Yeah, you know, after at first that bothered me, and then I just got used to it. Now it's the only way I can you know, recognize him. In fact, at this point, if he called in and he was happy, I wouldn't recognize him at all. I wouldn't know who he is.
It would scare you.
It wouldn't scare me. I just wouldn't think it was him. Anyways, it is what it is.
And he's quiet. He's not talking.
Well, he doesn't have anything to say. Does he have to say something every second?
No.
Are you uncomfortable that he's lurking?
A little.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm here. I'll take care of you, honey.
Okay.
It's all good. So,
bye. Thank you.
So, do you still hang out with those paranormal people?
Sometimes.
What was the name of that show? I forgot those people. Their name.
Oh hell, I don't know.
They had that tiny chat they did too.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a while. I haven't been at BTR in a while.
Yeah, you're not missing much. Actually, in the last, I would say 3 or 4 weeks, it's gotten really nasty with the trolls. Like, I guess since school's out, all, you know, it's summer vacation, all the kids have nothing better to do than to get on the internet and troll Blog Talk Radio. And luckily I'm not a very good target, so I don't really get much of it. But Debbie Daly got hit pretty hard a couple of times. Ghost gets hit pretty much hard every day. Pretty much every day that guy is getting just bombarded, like over 1,000 listeners. Every show easily, like probably averages like 10,000 listeners a show. Almost all of them trolls from 4chan. It's insane. He probably gets on average, I would say probably 300 calls. And he's to the point where he just doesn't even take them anymore, half of them anymore, because he's so tired of the pranks. They just call in and just say the same garbage every time. Whatever. I've been lucky. I haven't gotten hit too bad, so fingers crossed. Let's see who we got here. Marvin Daniel. What's up, Marvin Daniel?
Gone.
Sorry, you're cut off there. Who say that again?
How's it going?
Oh, it's going fantastical. How are you doing, cool, Mark?
I'm good. I'm a troll. Hi. I'm from 4chan.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. See, great example.
Yeah.
What brings you here?
I just want to know what's up, man. What are you guys talking about?
Tonight there's no particular topic. It's open lines, so whatever's on your mind. I was earlier discussing this whole trying to figure out who I want to side with on this whole Village Voice versus Ashton Kutcher thing. And I was hoping that there'd be some way they could both mutually destroy each other.
Right. Ashton Kutcher's pretty sexy.
Yeah.
I'd suck him off.
Really?
Would you?
No, I want to do Demi Moore, actually.
Is she a girl? Is that a guy or a girl?
It doesn't matter. You wouldn't hit that?
You buy it? Nah, man. I'm gay. 100%.
Oh. All right, well, hey, to each his own, but yeah, even if she had a penis or not, I'd probably still, you know, probably still touch her.
Would you rather Demi Moore with a 10-inch penis or an old man with a vagina? And you're going to have sex with one of them, otherwise you'll die. And she's gonna fuck you up the ass with a 10-inch. So which would you rather?
And I can't have them both in a three-way?
Really? Honestly?
Yeah, why not? It's kind of hot. Because then while I'm taking it up the ass from Demi, I'll be sticking it in the vagina and looking at Demi's face. So that
with
way,
old guys like Harry and stuff, and
that's fine. Like, I won't even look at the old guy. I'll be sticking it in his vagina, but I'll be looking at Demi. So
and he's passionate you and just like giving you French kisses.
That's cool, but I'm looking at Demi. I'm making eye contact with Demi the whole time. That's all that matters. Her and I, our eyes are locked.
Man, that is so screwed.
Yeah. So technically it doesn't count as being gay.
Yeah, touche.
Not that that would make me gay if I did, if you know. I mean, so what if I fucked a guy? I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm gay.
Fucking a guy is not gay, but getting fucked by a guy is gay.
Yeah, see? So I'm in the clear.
Yeah. Cool, man.
Good times, bro. Good time. You want to hang out, Marvin?
Let's hang out, man. Let's chill.
All right, let's hang out. Let's take another call here. Let's see who this is. Area code 321, you're on the air. What's up?
Hi, Ben.
Hey, who's that?
Mouse.
Are you kidding me? Mouse, for real?
Yes.
Honey, Bunny, what are you doing up so late? It's past your bedtime, girl.
I just came from the club and I'm really drunk.
Oh, are you drunk dialing me?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God.
Gore.
Wow. Dudes. Oh, I've missed you, Mouse. It's been so long.
I know. I've been taking a vacation from Goofy. I know he's going to hear this and cuss me out, but you're the only person that's on the air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm honored that you decided to drunk dial me, honey. Wow. You called it a good time? I got I got another lady here on the line, an old friend of the show, Pegasus. She's on the line, and also Marvin. And
and
who else do we have? We have one more caller on the line. That's Q's on the line too.
You bastard.
That's cute.
I got a serious question, actually. So, do you get a lot of bitches because you're a BTR host, or do you just naturally know them in real life?
I would say it's a little bit of both.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a girl massage your prostate?
A girl?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, of course.
Really?
Oh, of course.
Swear to God.
Yeah. Why not?
Dude, that is so sick. We have
I've had Mouse do it.
That is so hot.
She's doing it right now, actually. Can you hear her? She's humming. She's teabagging me and humming on my balls.
That is hot, man.
Can we get a 5-way in the bay?
Is she fat in real life?
Oh, dude, she is perfect. She's not fat.
Chubby?
I don't want you to think I'm trolling your show. I'm not trolling. I'm just calling to listen.
She's a hottie, bro. She's a hottie. Any way you slice it or dice it. Let's take another call here. 111, you're on the air. What's up? Blocked caller. You just called in. What's up? Hello? Caller?
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
You bastard.
Yeah. Huh? What?
You bastard.
I'm waiting for the fapper to call back in.
He said he was calling back.
Yeah.
I was dropping like it was hot in the club.
What's that?
I was dropping it like it was hot in the club.
Oh, really? What were you doing exactly?
I was stopping it. Like, the little ass I have.
What was that?
The little ass that I have, it hit the floor. So I have so much fun dancing.
Oh, nice, nice, cool. Dude, I was dancing like a motherfucker myself yesterday. I went to the jazz festival they had over here, and they had some Afrobeat music band playing, and it was insane. And I danced for like an hour straight. I was so unbelievably sweaty at the end. It was disgusting.
I know. I like sweaty, though.
Oh, yeah? Like sweaty bodies pressed up against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I know you've been working out.
Oh, yeah, honey. Dude, oh, my God. I weighed myself today. I've lost over 50 pounds since the first of the year, essentially.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting there. I think I need to lose at least 20 more, and then I'll be good.
Where's Kishu?
Kishu is sleeping right now, and I have a feeling she's probably not going to wake up in time for the show, so she's probably taking the night off. That's weird how that works out, though. You always seem to call in on the one or two nights she chooses to just not call in. It's weird how you guys work that out.
Right.
Let me take this call here. We got a blocked caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. What's up?
It's the Fapper. I'm back.
Oh, the Fapper's back. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Fapper, since you left last, I've been joined by Mouse. Mouse is an old friend of the show. Actually, Mouse, some of these folks some of these people in the chat room are familiar with Ghost. And if you're not familiar with the Mouse, then you should be, because Mouse is Goofy Bones' co-host on his show. And she's a hottie. And believe it or not, Goofy can actually pull some chicks. He might be easy to clown and all that and fun to fuck with, but he's no joke. He can pull some trim, and his co-host Mouse is, she's smoking hot. In fact, when I first met her, I inadvertently called her Smoke because she's so smoke fucking hot.
Compliment.
No, that's what's up.
Is it true fat guys have small penises?
Is it true fat guys have small penises? I don't know.
Guys?
I haven't seen a lot of fat guys' penises.
Yeah.
You were fat once, weren't
true.
You?
True.
I was fat once.
I say
it's not true. I say it's not true because I think it just naturally, due to the proportion of the person to
right.
the penis, it just naturally looks smaller.
Right.
But Kishu can verify my length and girth. And I'm not fucking Mandingo, but you know, I'm doing okay.
Oh, you putting it in on Kishu?
What?
You
sitting
it in, I'll kiss you.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah. Oh, my heart's broken.
What?
And my heart's broken.
Oh, it's okay, honey. It's, you know, it doesn't change anything between you and I.
As long as I get my time.
Yeah, you'll definitely get your time. No doubt about it. Absolutely. Oh, my God, I can't believe you drunk dialed me. It's so awesome. And Goofy's not even here. This is great. He's going to hear this in the morning and shit a Twinkie.
Oh, my gosh, don't tell him.
I'm not going to, I don't have to tell him. He's just, he listens to my show, you know, all the time, whether it's in the archive or live. Like, so I know he's going to hear this. Hi, Goofy, by the way. In fact, everybody on the line right now, you're all unmuted. If you want to, Goofy Bone listens to this show in the archive, you know, even if he's not here live. If you all want to send a message to Goofy, go ahead. You're live. Go for it.
Goofy, I'll fap for you.
Hi.
I don't think Goofy likes me.
This fap's for Goofy.
Oh, there you go. Fap for Goofy. That's good. That's good.
Isn't that crazy? Me and Goofy have, like, at some point, both drunk dialed your show.
Yeah. Oh, everybody drunk dials my show eventually.
Oh, okay.
Goofy drunk.
Right?
You know, it's weird. I never would have thought that you would be the drunk dial tonight. Like, it seems every night without a fail, I get one drunk caller that calls in, and usually it's either Goofy, Melissa Hopkins, or Kishu, or somebody. But I never, you, Mouse, and never in a million years would have thought you would have been the drunk of the night. But you're a cute, sexy drunk though, so it's a pleasure.
Thank you. As opposed to,
hey Mouse, are you a nigger?
Hmm?
Are you a nigger?
Well, I want to make out.
Yeah, I'll make out with you.
Oh yeah.
Oh hey, let me turn down the lights here.
Is this the part where I fap?
Oh, dude, you are going to seriously fap right now,
yes.
Bro.
Yes.
This is actually quite disturbing.
So let's go ahead and dim the lights here. Try to get in the mood here. So, Mouse, been so long, honey, since caressed you and made sweet love to you on the air. Oh, yeah, honey. So I want you to just let down your hair and unbutton that blouse.
My dress is already off.
Oh, your dress is already off. There you go. Slide off that bra and inch down those panties.
No panties.
Come back. Oh, no panties? Oh, already ahead of the game. Okay. Go ahead and recline there in the downward dog position. And I'll just...
Oh, okay. Face down, hands up, or ass up.
Oh, yeah. Pick it up, flip it, slap it down. What? How's that go? That Belle Biv DeVoe?
Yep.
Pick it up, something, flip it, slap it,
slap it down.
Fap it down, fap it down.
Mm-hmm. You have to fap my ass.
Oh, yeah, I'll fap your ass. I'll fap on your ass. Don't tell Kishu, though.
Okay, we can't tell her the other.
Yeah, nobody tell Kishu.
Okay. If you don't tell Goofy, I don't tell Keisha.
Okay.
I feel so damn good right now. Do I sound drunk?
No, you sound... I mean, you sound... I can hear it a little bit, but you don't sound that crazy, though. You sound perfect. You sound great. You sound happy.
Yeah, I am a happy drunk.
Thank gosh. There should be everybody. I don't understand why more people can't be happy drunks.
I'm also happy drunk. What is that? How's the chat room looking?
Oh, the chat room is. It's a mess. It's really turned into. An eyesore, quite frankly. It's, you know, there's just all sorts of racial slurs being thrown around, sexual innuendo.
Nigga.
Yeah, stuff like that, you know. You know what I mean? Just your typical, that's just your typical summer... faggotry, I guess is what they call it. So these are, they don't know any better. Just trying to get it on. It's okay. It's all good.
Well, shout out to the chat room.
I can tell you, yeah, I'll tell you who's in there though. I'm just kidding. There's some cool people in there. My homeboy alcoholic in the building.
Hey, alcoholic.
Cosmo Brockington, who's kind of a new friend of the show. Depressions. Frank Rizzo. I have, there's somebody named I Have Seen So I Believe. Okay. John Brand, Mac Mike Stinney, Marvin Daniel, who I believe is also on the line with us. Mady Goal, Pegasus, who is on the line with us. Also, Stabby McHugs, The Forest Ghost, 3 Abu, and a bunch of guest listeners. That's where we're at.
Everybody.
What's that?
I just said hi, everybody.
Yeah. So that's where we're at. And most of these people are, you know, they found me through, I guess, somebody's spamming 4chan, some message board where they're, you know, saying to come in here and fuck with this guy. So, whatever.
Oh my
God. I'm so glad you're back on the air.
Back? What do you mean, I'm back on the air? I haven't gone anywhere.
I thought you went somewhere. You know that whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're talking about, yeah. Okay, that's the last time you
heard. I haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been on the air.
I left the internet. That's right.
Yeah.
I left the internet for 2 days. It was scandalous. Well, it surfaced that I am a cyber criminal, and There was a news article that came out that outed me as a cyber criminal, and that just happened to coincide with me taking a couple days off from my show, and so everybody was speculating that I had been trolled off the internet or doxxed off the internet or some ridiculous thing like that, and it was everybody was convinced that I was gone. And all I did was took a break from my show for 2 days because I had to work late and I wasn't going to just do it. I just couldn't do it. And so everybody was speculating what happened to me, and nothing. I just came back. And then, of course, I had to answer questions about all my criminal activity and stuff. And so a couple of the shows just became all about just that. And then once that got old, I've just been doing these random shows where all kinds of weirdos call in and I just go with it. But I'm going to try to get back to booking guests. I'm in contact with a couple of folks that I'm going to try to pin down for some interviews, hopefully this week and or next week. I was for a while there doing pretty good with getting some guests, you know, maybe on average for a while there, I was getting one or two a week. And I just kind of slacked off on finding people. But a lot of these shows, I don't even need to find people. The people find me. it was Friday night? There was I had 50-something callers. It was insanity.
Yeah.
Insanity for me, not like some shows where it really is nuts. But, yeah, you're not missing a whole lot.
Okay.
Pegasus, did you die?
No.
All right, you've been quiet for a while.
Oh, you two are having such a nice conversation. I didn't want to interrupt.
All right, I just...
Hey, Pegasus.
Just wondering. I haven't heard you chime in for a while.
Just being polite.
Oh, well, that's shocking, actually, in this environment lately, you know, being polite and having manners is almost like the new troll. Seriously, it's going to get to a point. It's got to get to a point where these kids are like, dude, legit calls are the new troll, bro.
Right.
Like seriously, how many times can you call into a show and say the N-word over and over and over, or, you know, whatever, repeat some meme until it's just boom, you know? All right.
Bye.
What? Did you say goodbye?
No, I said I agree. I'm sorry.
Oh, you said you agree. It kind of sounded like you said, bye, Vince. I was like, what?
No.
What? So, what have you been drinking tonight?
It was a house special. So, it was like everything mixed into a slushy. And then I did a shot.
Everything mixed into a slushy.
Yeah.
Everything mixed into a slushy. Are you serious? Like, everything, like, they're like, oh, yeah, throw some Jack Daniels in there. Just throw some vodka in there. Throw some... What?
Then you don't ask. You just take one cup and you walk it out.
Wow. That's I don't know. Okay. Sure.
But,
so you drank.
I mean,
you drank,
the more of them.
You drank that's all you drank all night was just a bunch of these jungle juices or whatever?
One. I only had one.
Oh.
I had a shot of Johnny Walker.
Ooh. Nights.
Yeah.
And then?
Oh, that's all it took.
Wait, you had two drinks?
It was a big cup, and because everything was mixed into that slushy, like, I don't know.
Oh, okay, so it was a big... Damn, that's scary. Yeah, you sound tipsy, though. That definitely did the trick, whatever...
I love that word. I don't ever say I'm drunk. I say I'm tipsy.
Tipsy.
It sounds more classy like that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. I like it. It's kind of... Oh, it can get loud. Watch. Let me just. Hey, Marvin, what's going on with you? It's on hold. He put us on hold on his fucking Skype. What a dick. Jesus. Who calls into somebody's show and then decides, you know what, I'm going to put these guys on hold. Go talk to my friend. I'm going to talk out to my girlfriend right now. I don't know. Do you think he has a girlfriend? Do you think that guy, Marvin has a girlfriend?
No.
Who the fuck could he be possibly talking to on the other line on his Skype?
The police, yeah.
Another one of his troll buddies in the chat room going, like, they're trying to, like, you know, work some sort of tactical operation to bring down the show here. What's the deal? Back yet. Nope, he's still on hold. Some amazing hold music that the Skype people piped in there. You would think they'd now that they have the Microsoft money, they'd upgrade that, get some more catchy tunes. Or not. Okay, Fapper, are you here? Fapper here? Did we lose the Fapper? I don't even know if we got the report back on the last show that he called into. Fapper, if you're out there, you were. I think he called back in since he went to Conservative TNT. Did he not? Hello, Kingdom here. Hello. I see you, Kingdom here. Thank you for joining the program and saying hello to me. Yeah. So good times. Mouse, did I ask you what your plans are for the 4th? What are your plans for the 4th?
We don't
I have any plans. Really, for the most part, I haven't heard any.
Wow. Okay.
I got this guy to give me, like, this little light-up thing. You know, you have, like, these little clear strings and a light goes through them.
Uh-huh.
It's all little, they're like little toys or whatever. I got this guy to give me one. And it's supposed to, like, it's like a little 4th of July type style and everything. So I got that for my kids. But
right.
We don't have anything, any kind of cookout or anything. I will sleep there.
Cool. Let's take a call here. I got somebody calling in from area code 347. Area code 347. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Vince. How are you? This is LaCrush.
Oh, LaCrush Hearts.
Yeah.
Hey, honey. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You kind of forgot about me already?
No, I did forget about you. I was trying to think of what your last name was. I'm pretty sure it was Hearts, though. LaCrush Hearts, right? Because you're... You're crushing hearts.
All day. You are popular so late, early in the morning.
I guess, if that's what you want to call it. yeah, I'm doing okay. I got, you know, my homegirl, Mouse, here with me. Are you familiar with Mouse?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Hi, Mouse.
You know, yeah, Mouse is she's a Goofy Bones co-host. You don't know who Goofy Bone is?
Mm-mm.
All right. Okay. Well, Goofy Bone is another Blog Talk Radio host here, whatever. Yeah, she's cool.
Okay. As long as you say she's cool.
Yeah. I also have several other callers. I got this guy that I call Q.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the line. Q, say hi to LaCrush Hearts.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine.
Please excuse his enthusiasm.
Right.
And I also have Pegasus. Pegasus is an old friend of my show. Say hello, Pegasus.
Hello.
Hello.
And I have Marvin Daniel on with me, but he had us on hold, so I got to check in with him and see what's up. Hey, Marvin Daniel, are you there? Yeah, so
how
there
you
go.
Been, Vince?
I've been good, honey.
It's been a
I've been
long
good.
Time, actually.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's. I think it's been since maybe when you and Ruby Sexy Candy had your show.
Right, so. No. Really? That
maybe,
was last year, Vince. Are you trying to say I haven't seen you or spoke to you in for the whole year?
Maybe. I don't know. It seems like it, doesn't it?
Wow. So long.
Yeah, I've been doing well. Ruby Sexy Candy comes through every once in a while and makes a cameo on here.
Mm-hmm.
I had Mrs. PG on maybe 2 months ago.
Right, she's going to be. I started my show back up too, so
yeah,
co-hosting with me on Thursday for a special ladies' night only.
Oh, please do. Tell us about that. Tell my listeners about what you got cooked up there.
Okay. Well, I got two shows that come on twice a week. One show that come on twice a week. Tomorrow, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. and Thursdays at 9 p.m. I have Mrs. PG co-hosting with me on Thursday. We're going to have Ladies Night, Ladies Music, and Ladies Talk. So we'll let the guys in after 10:30 Eastern, 9:30 Central. But... you know, for the first half of the show, it's going to be all about the ladies. Woohoo!
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely tune in for the ladies.
Fun Fantasy Radio live on Blog TV. I mean, Blog Talk Radio. Oh, Lord. I said the wrong show.
Oh, it's like nobody cares.
They don't care.
Yeah.
You going to do me a drop, Brent?
Do
so
you
I don't
drop?
Have to miss your voice so much.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I'll do a drop for you if you I don't know, send me whatever it is you want me to say and I'll I'll record it.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. Are you on my Facebook?
No, I don't do Facebook.
Didn't you have a group on Facebook?
Yeah, I left it. I got rid of my Facebook. I'm on Twitter still, though. I think I'm follow you on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter still.
Okay, well, I guess send me or tag me in it so I can find you.
Yeah, yeah, I'll send you a message or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's the
and I'll put you in my... I actually have a... It's not a group, but I have a list on Facebook. Or not Facebook, on Twitter I have a list.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think I'm a member of it. I think I joined it.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, I think that was the first list I joined, actually. So I'll call you and follow you. So what's the topic for this morning, I should say?
The topic is whatever's on your mind. It's open line, so it don't matter. What's been on your mind lately? What would you like to talk about?
What I like to talk about? I can't talk about.
What?
I said what I like to talk about. I can't talk about.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
I'll behave.
I normally name my show Disorderly Conduct, and
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like open forum, just let it go, let it rip. If you want to get naughty for my listeners and stuff, you can talk naughty, you can talk about dirty stuff. I can take it. We're all adults here.
You can take it.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm not gonna do that. I'm trying to behave. It's gonna save my energy for my own show.
Oh really? What the hell goes on over at that show? I haven't heard it in a while.
We've been behaving. I just started back actually because I was gone for a couple of months. I just started back about 2 weeks ago. This is like my 1, 2, 3, 4. That's probably like my fifth show right now. And tonight we're gonna talk about the whole gay marriage situation and you know what people think about it. You know, I'm trying to be serious and funny at the same time. So sometimes I just have wicked topics to talk about. Sometimes I don't, you know. So that's what's going down for tomorrow. And then Thursday is us being silly with Ladies Night. And then I got interviews the following week. Yeah.
Okay, once again, what time's your show tomorrow?
My show is 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific, I believe.
Yeah, 6 p.m. Oh, cool. I'll check it out. Yeah, that might be a good one to because, like, I'm always looking for something to listen to after Ghost. Ghost is usually on. He ends at 5 p.m. my time.
Mm-hmm.
I wish somebody would come on right after him, but I can take a little break from BTR and then wait and come back on and listen to you.
Right, go get your drinks and everything and even call in and participate.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to do, you know, usual, play the music and just, you know, chop it up. I have Black Reporter back on, co-hosting with me, and, you know, that's how we do it. PG called in and checked out the show. She's been working extra hard, though, and Ruby, like you said, she comes by every now and then, and hopefully we can revive everything. I'm trying to get my live stream started on my website. So, hello.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening.
You can't get quiet like that. Thought I got hung up on.
Oh no, I won't hang up on you. I won't hang up on you. I do from time to time. Put people in the green room. This is my new tactic I use to combat trolls and just boring callers and stuff. I'll just put them in the screening room,
mm-hmm.
and just leave them there. Like this guy right now, I have in the screening room. This guy, he called my show and he's called in on Skype. And you know how when you're on Skype and you put somebody on hold, when they're on hold, they hear hold music.
Oh, so he probably just have you on hold just to be an asshole.
Yeah. So what I did is I put him in the green room. So watch, I'll bring him out of the green room, and you'll just hear music. Here we go. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So why you just don't hang up on him?
I don't know. Maybe he thinks that he's, I don't know, somehow spamming my show or something.
Right. I know the feeling. I do that too sometimes.
Like, usually I use it, I just put people in there that are just, you know, they just want to, you know, hijack the show by just talking about nothing, and so I'll just put them in there. So I continue with my show, and then they think that they're taking over my show, but they're not. They're just, you know, talking to themselves in the screening room.
Oh, okay. They talk about barbecue sauces in your chat room.
They're what?
They're talking about barbecue sauces in your chat room.
And they're not even making good barbecue sauce at that.
Yeah, you noticed that too, right? Nice job. Yeah. I'm mad so many people are up right now. It's 4. I'm on the East Coast, so it's only 4:20 here.
4:20?
AM, yeah. 4:20 here.
Good times.
Good times.
All right, we got 8 minutes, kids, if you want to call in and get on this this crazy action that's going on right now. This is your last chance. We're gonna wrap up this taco stand and shut her down here in a minute. I'm tired as fuck. I'm ready to go to bed. But it's been a pleasure as always, pleasuring all of you. And LaCrush, it's been so long. I'm really happy that you were able to join me tonight.
Came on because, you know, updating my shows and starting to promote it because, you know, today is the holiday. I told myself I wouldn't do it, but, you know, I'm just happy to see you was only the first person up there. Well, you was.
Yeah, it's pretty slim pickings here late at night. It's either me or, I don't know, some, who's over there? We sent the Fapper over to, it was Johnny Kush was on tonight, and, somebody else, I forgot who it was. Conservative TNT. The Fapper never called back, though. I have a caller here, maybe this is the Fapper, let me see. Fapper, is that you? Fapper?
No.
Who are you? Wait, is that Q?
Yeah, my phone got disconnected.
Oh, all right, you're back. Cool, man. Yeah, we lost the Fapper somewhere along the way, and I was hoping to send him over to Benjamin Solomon, but I guess that's not going to happen.
He posted in chat earlier that he had successfully trolled conservative TNT.
Oh, perfect. Good. Good to know.
You send people over.
What?
I said you be sending people out on missions.
Well, he was looking for a mission. He wanted some targets. So I was like, all right, dude, go check out this dude. He'll probably like your fapping. Like this, what this kid does is he just calls in and makes it sound like he's jerking off on the air. And you know, and of course you hear that and you hang up after like 2 seconds. Most people would. But of course I don't. I let him go and I just talk to him and I want to get in the mind of the Fapper. So I befriended him and he was cool and we chit chatted and I was like, dude, you should go fap over at Johnny Kush's show. I don't know if you're LaCrush. Are you familiar with Johnny Kush? The guy that he does the marijuana happy hour show.
Mm-mm. I don't know.
All right. So this guy's got, he basically has a marijuana-based show, and he's on right now, or was on right now, and I sent the jerking off guy, the fapper guy, over there, and apparently Johnny thought he was entertaining. He had him on for like a couple of minutes.
Mm.
But hey, I won't encourage him to go to your show, La Crush. But again, I don't control him, so I can't help it. If he does show up, I can't control
him.
Oh,
I'm not worried about that. We deal with them.
I mean, if I call in, I won't pretend that I'm fapping. I will actually touch myself.
No, you don't have to do that.
But what if I want to?
Hey, whatever floats your boat.
Pegasus, are you giving a some sort of recipe in the chat room? What the hell's going on?
No, not me. Never.
To craft original, have to add Dorothy Lynch, salad dressing, honey, maple syrup, garlic, and Worcestershire sauce. The hell are you talking about in there?
Hey, what are you talking about barbecue sauce?
Oh, somebody was saying something about taking cheap barbecue sauce and doctoring it to make it taste halfway decent. Might as well just make it from scratch.
Damn.
This show is awesome.
I make mine from scratch.
Give me one. I don't know how to make it.
All right, we're just about running out of time here. Let's go around the horn one more time, and we'll get the fuck out of here. Let's see. Pegasus, anything you'd like to say before we leave?
Yeah, I missed you.
Oh, I missed you too.
And I'm really happy for you.
Oh.
That's all.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Let's move on down the line here. Let's see. La Crush.
Hey?
La Crush, anything you'd like to add in closing?
Thank you for letting me plug in my show. If I'm up at 4:30 in the morning again, hopefully I can catch your show.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here almost every night. Almost every night. Yeah.
And you're always welcome to flap at my show.
I will certainly flap over there and fap as well.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much, La Crush Hearts, for coming
All right,
through.
Everyone. Good night. Good morning.
And last but not least, my homeboy, Q. Anything you'd like to say before we go?
I don't really have anything I'd like to say. Thank you for having me on.
Perfect. Thank you for being on, dude. You're a good sport, a good lad, and I'm glad that you're participating in the program. And I hope all the folks out there listening who have, if you're listening and you have not called into the show, feel free to do so. I would love to hear from you. Not right now, though, because I'm getting the fuck out of here, but think about it. In the future, maybe you've listened for a long time and you never called. Call in. I love it when people say, long-time listener, first-time caller, Vince. And I know a lot of people say that as a troll, but I like it when people say it for real. For realsies. All right, that's going to do it. Thank you for coming out, everybody. I love you all, and we'll make love to you all again very, very, very soon. In the meantime, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And, and if you're a female, go ahead and private message me in the chat. And I'll give you my Skype account name, and we can arrange for things to happen offline, if you know what I'm saying. And remember, don't tell Kishu, everybody. Don't tell Kishu. Alcoholic? Shh. All right? Don't tell Kishu. Okie dokie. That's it. I'm out of here. Peace out, yo.
Fly over, fly over. Sing! Fly over, fly over. Chance! Fly over, fly over.
Stop on the jet, down the accelerator.
Sing! Fly over, fly over.
Don't wanna get back, that's the one that can't capture.
Chance! Fly over, fly over.
Stop on the jet, down the accelerator.
Sing! Fly over, fly over.
Mr. Trans Metropolitan, get out of my way.
Watch arrested in their guilty and an innocent. Rubbing shoulders with the super class engines. Burning up the Urals in South Kensington. Choking up my London fire, smoking on the air. Sunday should rather be anywhere but here. Choking up London fire, smoking on the air. Sunday should rather be anywhere but here.
Sing!
Fly over, fly over. Step on the gas, get down the accelerator. Fly over, fly over.
Gag me with the testicle.